This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Ruchem Abba. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua, Meseches Ksubais, Daf Tzadi Gimel Amar Aleph. Bottom line on Tzadi Beis Amar Beis, Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Reuven Shemachar Sadla Shimon Shaloi Ba'achrayas. Reuven sold the field to Shimon without responsibility, without any culpability, without any liability. So Reuven did not take responsibility for selling it to Shimon. V'yatsu alav asikin and ma'ararin, oirarin, Rashi says. People who contested the ownership of Reuven came up. So Reuven sold it to Shimon without achrayas, but now not people who Reuven owed money to, but rather people who are contesting Reuven's ownership of the field came up. Ad shaloi hichzikba. Before Shimon made a chazaka on it, before he did a maisa that shows that he's the bailim, so before he did that a maisa, yachal achzer bai, he could retract. What does it mean he could retract? Before Shimon did a maisa, Shimon could be choizer. He could retract without paying. But once he did an act of acquisition, he cannot retract. Meaning, even though Reuven did not take responsibility, nevertheless, Shimon cannot retract once he made a chazaka. Why? Because Reuven says to Shimon, listen, Chaisa de Kidri Savart Vikabilt. A pouch, a bag of knots, Savart, you saw, you realized, you recognized Vikabilt, and you accepted upon yourself. Basically, you bought it without Achrayas. I didn't take Achrayas for it. So just because they're Asikin, just because they're protesters, if you did not make a Kenyan, then if you didn't make a Kenyan yet, I didn't take responsibility, you could still retract. But once you made a Kenyan, then you cannot retract because you took a chance, basically, by buying it without Achrayas. Ume'emas machzikba. And when is it considered like an act of chazaka was done? Michi Daish HaMitzri. When the buyer walks on the boundaries. What does it mean when he acts walks on the boundaries? Basically, the separation of the various fields was in between. There was an area of land that was higher than the fields. So if Shimon is doing that, he's creating this higher area of the field in between the two fields and walking next to it. So then that's considered a chazaka. So once he makes that kinyan, the halacha is that he cannot retract and he has to pay. But ikadami, there are those who say that if Shimon made a kinyan, afil v'achrayis nami, that even if Reuven took responsibility, still Shimon's going to have to pay. You know why? Why would that be? But didn't Reuven take responsibility? Reuven says, I took responsibility, but I'm not worried. Do you have any kind of proof that this was taken away from you legally? I maintain that if this ever goes to the Beis Din, my ownership of it will be upheld and you'll be able to keep it. So therefore, you have to pay once you make a kinyan, even if I took achrayas. The Amar Lei, because he could say it to him, meaning Reuven could say it to Shimon, Achve Tirfach, show me the shtar that it was grabbed away from you, Vashalim Lach, and I'm going to pay you. Meaning, show me that it was grabbed away from you legally because I was not the real owner. But until you could prove to me that it was grabbed away from you legally, I maintain that when this goes to court, the veracity of my original ownership will be upheld. Okay, now we come to an amazing Mishnah. Misha yonasoi shalosh nashim. Someone's married to three wives. Vames, and the guy died. Ksubasa shazumana. The first one, her ksuba was 100 zuz. Amana. Vishazuma saim. The next one, her ksuba was 200 zuz. Two mana. Vishalzu shalash mas. And the third one, it was 300 zuz. The thing is, if he had 600 zuz, then everything would be great. Why would everything be great? Because he would give one 100, one 200, and one 300. But unfortunately, he doesn't have 600 zuz. He only has 100 zuz. And the truth is, even though they do not proportionally have the same share in his assets, but they all equally have a lien on 100. So therefore, Ve'ein sham elamana, if all there is 100 zuz, chalkin b'shava, they will divide it equally. Hayu sham masayim, if there were 200 zuz. Let's think for a moment. If there are 200 zuz, on the first 100, they're all partners. So they should all get 33%. On the second one, only the one who gets 200 and the one who gets 300 are partners. So they should both split that at 50. So the halacha should be, the one who has 100 should get 33. The one who has 200 and the one who has 300, they both should get one third of the first mana and half of the second mana. Namely, 33%, 33 zuz, and 50 zuz. Basically, 83.3 zuz. That's what the halacha should be. However, we're going to see, that's not the halacha. Shal mana noitas chamishim, the one whose ksuba zamana gets 50. Shal masayim v'shal sholosh meil shloisha shloisha shal zav. The one whose ksuba is 200 and the one whose ksuba is 300, each gets 3 dinar. A dinar is 25 zuz. So each one gets 75. Now, the truth is, the first one should get 33 zuz, and the rest should both get 33 plus 50, 83 and a third. But that's not the halacha. We'll see in the Gemara why. Hayusham sholosh meos. If there were 300 zuz, so what should the halacha be? On the first 100, they're all partners. On the second 100, the one who gets 200, the one who gets 300 should be partners. They should each get 50. And on the 300, only one should get. So really, the way it should be divided is, the one whose ksuba is 100 should get 33. The one whose ksuba is 200 should get 33 from the first and 50 of the second, which is 83.3. And the next one should get 33 of the first and 50 of the second and all 100 of the third, 183.3. But that's not the halacha. Hayusham sholish mes, if there was 300. Shalmana noites chamisham, the one whose ksuba is 100, she gets 50. Vishalmasayim mana, the one that's supposed to get 200 gets 100. Vishal sholosh meis shisha shosav, the one that's supposed to get 300 gets 6 gold dinar, which is 150. So the halacha is basically that they split it 50, 100, and 150. V'chein, similarly, shloisha sheitulikis, the three people, they give money into a general account. And one gave 100, one 200, one 300. Pichsu, if it goes down. Ayosir, if it goes up. Kachin chalkin. That's how they divide. Now, they don't actually, by ksuba, they divide 50, 100, 150. But here we're going to see that when they give money into a account, they have to share the loss or the profit proportionally to what they put in. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to discuss what the Mishnah says, that if you have three wives and one was supposed to get 100, one 200, and one 300, and all you have is 100, if in the case where you have 200 total and one was had a ksuba of 100, one 200, and one 300. So the halacha is the first one gets 33, and the rest, the first one, gets 50, and the 200 and the 300, they both get 75. But let's think about it, because really, they should all divide into thirds the first 100, and the second 100, they should divide between the 200 and the 300 guy, they should each get 50. So really the halacha should be, the 100, the one who has a ksuva of 100 should get 33, the one who has a ksuva.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.